Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
If you have gotten to the third chapter in this book, the odds are very great that you already have a good understanding of the concept of reincarnation. However, if in fact this is an invalid assumption, let me refer you to one of my previous books, Mastering the Game of Life, as a prerequisite to this one, as I intend to proceed here as though you do. As I stated earlier, the purpose of life is for each human being to become completely conscious of him herself as the image and likeness of God, a vehicle for the Spirit of God to live, move, and experience through in the earth plane. In order to fulfill that purpose, one could simply tune into and identify with the information, immaculate concept, written and stored in the macrocosmic DNA, also known as the Christ seed atom. This ethereal microchip rests in the location of the physical heart. However, since that takes a certain level of awareness that the average human being has not yet attained, we get as many lifetimes and have as many experiences as we need to work it out. If our spirit is to engage in the activity of the earth plane, we first have to manifest a physical vehicle to move around in, a space suit, if you will. Most people don't seem to realize that we, on this or any other planet, are all existing out in space. And even if the concept is not often understood, most of us have at least heard that we choose the parents we come in through. Well, in fact, we do. Unlike selecting items from a menu, however, the choice is usually a subconscious rather than a conscious one. Allow me to explain. The circumstances we find ourselves confronted with at the end of the day, either pleasant or otherwise, are all the result of the thoughts and actions we indulge ourselves with throughout the day. In other words, if we say that a lifetime is one day, then how we live that lifetime is going to determine what we will experience at the end of the day, or, more appropriately, the morning of the next day. All physical manifestations are the outpicturing of consciousness, or what you think is what you experience. The Kabbalion, referring to the law of mentalism, states that all is mind. The universe and all it contains is a mental creation of the all. And further, with the law of correspondence, as above, so below, as below, so above, which states that what is true macrocosmically of God is true microcosmically of humanity. When discussing this concept in lecture format, I compare pure spirit with milk and our individual consciousnesses with cups of milk. In the beginning, I say, God poured each one of us our own portion of this pure white liquid. Every thought we think and every action we take that is unloving and therefore separates us from the one love goes into our portion and shows up like a raisin in the milk. The better to see you with, my dear. Ending up with a cup full of raisin-infested milk is a metaphor for the fall or separation from paradise. Concerning this, I am constantly asked, how and why, if we were created pure, did we get ourselves in such a mess? Actually, it is only a mess if you look at it from an unenlightened angle. You see, although we were created from and as light and love, if we had stayed in that condition, we would have never gained an awareness of what those two states actually are. In order to have knowledge, you must have experience. And the only way you can experience something is to observe it as separate from yourself. In other words, the only way to know something is in the presence of its opposite. For example, light is an unobservable concept without the presence of dark. The same is true for love and fear, up and down, and inside and outside. So you might say that duality was intended to be a learning device, with observation leading to knowledge as its purpose.